Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. But there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. We got our good friend Steve DelBianco back on the show. Steve is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, vice president of the Association for Competitive Technology, and he's the guy, ladies and gentlemen, he and his organization, ACT, they're the folks who are out there every day on the front lines beating back the regulators, beating back the state organizations who are trying to encroach upon the freedom, the liberty, the safe passage that our businesses have on the internet, including globally, not just inside the United States. Do we have enemies there? He and his organization do a great job of this. I can't imagine what would be going on right now if we didn't have Steve and Jonathan Zook and those guys. And Steve's here to talk to us about that stuff right now. Steve, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim.
It's good to have you back.
Hey, it's a shame I've got to come back and talk once again about how tax collectors around the country want to add new burdens to the folks out there trying to create jobs and build businesses.
Before we do that, I want to talk about the state stuff. Before we do that, you've been around the world in the last couple of months, haven't you?
Right.
Tell the audience where you went and why you were there.
One of the things that ACT and NetChoice, the two groups we work with, one of the things we do is represent the interests of the private sector and business when it comes to world governments that want to manage the Internet. So I travel all around the world at meetings of the Internet Corporation for Assigned Names and Numbers, the United Nations Internet Governance Forum. And these are governments who've discovered that the Internet is, well, it's pretty important. And they figure anything that important ought to be run by the government.
Right.
We're trying to hold them
off. Slow down for a second. ICANN, the name you just mentioned, you named off, the acronym is ICANN. Tell the audience what ICANN, how ICANN was developed and who's in charge of it and why we should care.
Roughly 10 years ago, when we sort of gave birth to the Internet, the U.S. government said, you know, we created this thing, but we want the world to use it. So we'll set up an independent corporation that will manage the rules of the domain name system. That's the system that translates smallbusinessadvocate.com
right
into an IP address.
So allow us to acquire the our top domain names.
Right, exactly. And so that corporation was set up. It was launched in California. And it's really been focused on taking care of business to make sure the Internet works for all of
for
us.
For everybody around the world, regardless of country, regardless of what they do, making it, as I said a minute ago, free passage to move around inside of this. Basically, it's a marketplace.
That's right. And we put together a plan to say that over time we would transition that ICANN corporation into complete independence and autonomy, setting it loose to sort of manage interactions with governments and businesses and individuals all around the world.
Now, even though it is under the auspices of the Department of Commerce, if I remember correctly, Steve, it actually is governed by a multinational group of directors, isn't it?
It is. And last September, Jim, even the Commerce Department severed its formal ties.
I did not know that.
Are one government among many who have a role in the Government Advisory Committee.
Why did we do that?
We did it at the end of September, and I testified in Congress on that. Because when we set this up to go, it was on a path, on a trajectory towards independence.
Yeah.
And there have been two or three times when they wanted to cut the umbilical cord, and our government and all of us at ICANN said, hang on, you're not ready. You're not ready to be independent.
Right.
And we asked them to make certain improvements and changes. But there was a lot of pressure from governments around the world to sever that little special relationship that the U.S. government had. And the administration...
Have there been new assaults on ICANN to try to get it to be regulated by the global political class?
That's a great question, because now that it's independent, it's vulnerable. It's vulnerable to exactly that. And this summer, the United Nations is going to decide whether it wants to renew a mandate it has for Internet governance. And there are many at the United Nations clamoring for them to take a much stronger role taking over the duties of ICANN. And that really makes us in the private sector, both U.S. and elsewhere, very nervous.
We cannot let the U.N. be in control of ICANN.
I didn't think you would like that idea.
No.
The blue helmet,
that's a loser,
that
folks. And I'll tell you, I can't imagine any American thinking that that's a good idea. I mean, left, right, the middle, mugwump, liberal, conservative, Democrat. I can't imagine any American thinking that's a good idea.
We're going to do our best to hold them off, but part of that is learning to cooperate. So we're all trying to do it the UN way.
Yeah. Well, I don't even like that idea. That's I'm sorry. I'm pretty strident in this issue. I don't even like that. The UN is not one of my favorite organizations. Hold on to that thought, Steve. Oh, folks, when we come back, I'm glad Steve gave us that tour, and he's been all over the world doing this. We come back, we're going to talk about this, what the states are trying to do to the Internet. 20 Tales, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.